Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, he'll be reporting for duty at American Family Field in about 3 hours or so. That gives our friend Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com writer, the entire morning and a decent portion of the afternoon to check out what's happening at the lakefront, maybe get some half-price custard, what somebody is saying is being offered at North Point Custard as Deep Thought gets removed from Lake Michigan. Why not celebrate with some custard? Adam, are you at the Deep Thought removal?
No, but I feel like I'm missing out because I am. I could walk down there, but that I'm just home.
You still have time.
Yeah, now that I know there's custard involved, maybe I'll head out.
I'm wondering if stuff like this even makes its way into the Brewers clubhouse. Do people know that this boat has been positioned, beached on Lake Michigan shores since October of 2024? The Brewers season was just coming to an end when this thing first docked itself, I guess, or ran out of gas.
These guys don't know what day it is, so I'm doubting that anybody knows that there's a maroon boat that's become a character in our city. But
we're not going to see Ellie down there trying to do a selfie.
Maybe some of the guys who live in the towers and have seen all the kerfuffle, but I doubt it. I don't know. You're also giving me too much time. The clubhouse now opens, Greg, for a night game 4 hours before.
Ooh.
The reason for that is, there are so many meetings in today's game. It's like they have more meetings than, like, you know, the people listening who think they have too many meetings on Zoom. These guys have more meetings than them. And for that reason, the clubhouse opens to us because we're supposed to get a certain amount of time in there. So everything's really early now.
And Adam, what are those meetings about?
Oh, gosh. They are about everything from the big things like who's pitching today for the Houston Astros, hitters meetings. There are obviously meetings with the pitcher and the catcher and all the strategy coaches about how they're going to attack the opposing lineup. And then they get down to, like, nitty gritty. Like, they have base running meetings where they're talking about picking up tiny cues from pitchers. You know, sometimes they'll have something on a pitcher. They had that in San Francisco or in St. Louis where they were running wild. That's because sometimes they'll get something on a pitcher and feel like they can run, and they'll have meetings about that. I mean, it varies from, like, the very big picture. Yesterday, for example, the Pillars had one of their Pat Murphy meetings. The veteran guys go in there, and they were in there for over an hour. The veterans talk about kind of the state of the team. They do that once a month. So that would, I think, qualify as a big picture, all the way down to very, very the small things that probably most of us never see that can decide games. The little quirks and nuances.
So following the game two of the Cubs series, Pat Murphy said, we got to get our edge back. We don't have our edge. We're missing it. We got to get it back. And since he mentioned that, the Brewers have won back-to-back games. So consequently, they have found their edge. Is that accurate, Adam?
I don't know that he would say that. They're searching for, like, their identity a little bit. You know, Willie Adames showed up on that May Day in 2021 and, like, changed this team. I mean, I think everybody kind of remembers that. It was so obvious when you saw them play. If you remember how that season began for the first 6 weeks and then how it continued for the final 4.5 months, it was like an identity transplant. And I think they're searching a little bit with his departure. They're searching for who's going to be that guy, who's going to be the energy guy in the room, who's going to be the one to step up when there's a couple of mistakes by these young players who are going to make mistakes, like whether it's on the bases, in the field, at the plate, small lapses, again, that often we don't see. Sometimes it's swinging at a certain pitch when they've talked about laying off or, you know, just tiny little things that happen in these games 500 times that don't really get noticed and certainly don't show up in the box score. Who's going to be the guy in the clubhouse to have that conversation and say, look, we have to clean this up and this up? Because as Pat Murphy says, the margin for this team to win is thin because they don't have the stars that a lot of other teams have. And more than that, they don't have experience like a lot of other teams have. So they need to play this. They need to, you know, walk the line between aggressiveness and whatever you want to call the other side of that. stupidity? That's a little strong. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a line there, and they need to straddle that line and be as aggressive as they possibly can and take every extra inch without giving away outs. And that is really hard to do when you're talking about young players. So who's going to be the guy in charge of all that? I think it's still kind of an open thing.
Between aggressiveness and, I would say, like, studiousness, because as a Brewers fan, I'm heartened to hear that there are these meetings and they are getting that granular and they're taking it as seriously as we want them to get to the playoffs and beyond this season. So that is heartening. So as we look at tonight's game and tomorrow's matinee, what do the Astros have going for them that the Brewers should be preparing for?
Well, the Astros still have some experience. They're missing one of their best players. Yordan Alvarez landed on the injured list yesterday, so the Brewers won't have to see him. But, you know, I think the fans all know Jose Altuve, and he was a thorn in the Brewers' side last night. So he's always a difficult matchup. The Astros and the Brewers are both teams that don't score a ton of runs so far. So, you know, yesterday was 5-2. I think those games are more likely than like the 12-10 games where, you know, it's for the Brewers yesterday, it was that one inning where Christian Yelich, playing his 1,500th game, hits a big home run. Moments like that are more likely, I think, to decide this kind of series than when you're playing a team like the Cubs that just seem like they can, you know, score at will, it seems sometimes, although the Brewers shut them out in the last game. But this series is kind of an example of how it's one little moment in a lot of these games that decides it. And who's going to be on the right side of that moment? The Brewers just need to be on the right side of more of those moments because they are not going to just slug their way to a ton of wins. They're going to have to win it by taking the extra base and getting the big hit in the right moment.
Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey joining us here on Wisconsin's Midday News. So Pat Murphy has done something this season that I don't recall him doing at any point last season, or at least not being public about it, and that's yanking guys from games who aren't doing what he wants them to do, just and then calling them out. Tobias Myers in his last start didn't have good stuff, so burnt out after two innings. Sal Frelick, it was a little more lackadaisical than he typically is. Benched, yanked from a game. It strikes me, Adam, as something that you have to be very cautious in doing and that you can probably get away with on occasion with a young team, with a more experienced team. Maybe it doesn't go over well. I was shocked to see him not only do it, but call out the reasons why he did it and the player. Does that go over okay in the locker room?
Well, you have to earn that, I think. And Pat Murphy has earned that, not just with his year plus as the manager, but all the years that he's been here as the bench coach and built relationships with all these guys. And, you know, remember, just because he's managed only beginning last season, he's been here when Bryce Terang came up, when Sal Frelick came up, when all these guys began their careers. So he's earned some of the capital that it takes to make moves like that. And I'll just say he's never, you know, he'll show it. Pat Murphy wears his emotion on his sleeve. And there are times, I remember one game in Chicago early last year where a number of the younger players just made some of these little mistakes that we've been talking about. And Murph really didn't like it. And he came out right in the middle of the clubhouse and called a meeting, you know, and really like was talking to those guys right there while the media is standing 3 feet away. You know, that cramped clubhouse at Wrigley Field. And that's something I had never seen before. And I talked to some of the players about it. But you have to know your players. And I think he knows that the guys we're talking about, Caleb Durbin, Sal Frelick, Tobias Myers, Garrett Mitchell has been, quote-unquote, called out at different times. He knows that those guys are confident enough in themselves that they can take that criticism, even when it's public, and turn it into something good and not be broken down by it. And that's a credit to those players, really, that they can have this kind of happen in the open and not be, you know, shut down by it and not go the wrong direction. And look, Tobias Myers last night, great example. He was ticked off about getting pulled from a game early. I mean, he was their pitcher of the year last year. And he comes out last night and gave him a terrific start, just what they needed, just what Tobias Myers needed. So in that case, maybe it had the desired effect.
Brewers and Astros tonight. Adam will be there after getting his half-price custard, which we have not been able to confirm, by the way. Somebody in the text line said the North Point custard stand.
So you're going to send me all the way down there, and I might have to pay full price?
We need a true journalist to help confirm the half-price custard, right? There's a big day in Milwaukee. You celebrate appropriately.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Good stuff. Thanks, Adam. We'll check it again next week.
See ya.